From NPR News, this is Weekends on All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. There is a new face of a Middle Eastern revolutionary today. For decades, that face was often hidden behind a balaclava, a gun by his side, a person some would have described as a terrorist. But Egypt's 21st century revolutionaries never fired a shot. They didn't take to the hills and storm the cities with small arms. They never planted a bomb. And they showed their faces. Now, the fact that they won is all the more extraordinary. Extraordinary in a country with an entrenched, all-encompassing, and invasive security apparatus. A place where state-sanctioned violence and detention without charge are regular features of life. Now, it seemed for a moment that their hopes were dashed on Thursday when a defiant President Hosni Mubarak announced he wasn't going anywhere.
I cannot and will not accept to be dictated orders from outside, no matter what the source is and no matter what the excuses or justifications are.
Less than 24 hours later, it wasn't Hosni Mubarak Egyptians saw on television, but his newly appointed vice president with a new announcement.
President Mohammed Hosni Mubarak has decided to waive the office of the President of the Republic.
This is the power of human dignity, and it can never be denied. Egyptians have inspired us.
The revolution in Egypt is, of course, our cover story today. We'll hear what's next for Egypt's democracy movement and later from an 80-year-old Egyptian writer and dissident who's been protesting since the 1940s on a day she never imagined would come. But first, to NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson with the latest from Cairo.
It was business as usual here in the Cairo suburb of Heliopolis without a protester or placard in sight. Sharif Abdul Munaim considers that a good thing. The motorcyclist who delivers prescriptions for a local pharmacy says he's glad the protesters got rid of Mubarak, but he's just as happy the protesters are gone now, given the chaos resulting curfew hurt his livelihood. He says the protesters should give the military a chance to oversee the transition to a new government, at least until elections can be called. Nearby, Heliopolis resident Hania Shlosh isn't as keen to have the protesters stop.
They should stay there until all their legal points have to be achieved. But they have to be very peaceful. We have to show the world that we are a peaceful country. We only ask for our rights, you know what I mean?
How to ensure those rights aren't trampled by a military coup and what's left of Mubarak's unpopular regime is a matter of some debate here in the Egyptian capital. With the old government still in charge and a stifling emergency law still in place, many question whether it's too soon for the uprising to end. For their part, the Egyptian military and government are taking steps to show Egyptians they are serious about reform. Egyptian state television announced prosecutors are investigating the former prime minister, interior minister, and information minister, whom Mubarak sacked earlier this month. The network also reported the head of the Supreme Military Council, Mohamed Tantawi, met with Egypt's interior minister to discuss how to redeploy the national police force. Tantawi also met with the head of the Constitutional Court, prime minister, and justice minister. In Tahrir Square, that has been the epicenter of the uprising, a small group of demonstrators continue to chant anti-government slogans. But fellow protester Hisham Aid believes it's time to take a break. The unemployed writer recites a poem he's written on a placard he's holding.
I am so proud I was here, not in the other side of deceit and fear. Let's go home, brother. It is enough and fair.
Aid adds he may not be the best one to make that call, given that he was afraid to come out and join the movement at first. Another protester joins the conversation. His name is Abdul Refat, and he's an education ministry worker who says in Arabic that he left his job to join the protesters on the first day they took to the streets last month. Aid offers to translate for him.
He was here from 25th. You are here.
Aid kisses Refat on the forehead. Refat said he is willing to die to make Egypt a better place for his five children. He believes the protesters must continue their vigil in Tahrir Square until democracy takes hold here. Fellow protester Aid translates for him again.
Why not, even if we die? Why not we stay?
So he wants to stay and you want to go. Who is right? right.
That's democracy. That's the new era.
For now, most protesters are preparing to leave Tahrir Square. The stage from which their leaders led chants and entertainers played songs is being taken down. Volunteers sweep up the trash. Protest organizers say they hope to move out enough people from here so that the streets can be reopened as early as tomorrow, but they vow to return weekly to keep up pressure on their new military government for reforms. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.